Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. This is Enjoy with Dawn Grant, your 15 minutes of inspiration for today, which is Wednesday, February 18th, 2009. I almost forgot what year we're in there. It is February, and first of all, I know I say February funny. I don't know how to say it properly, but February, and I'm bringing you love quotes for the entire month in honor of Valentine's Day, and I feel like most of our world and society could probably use a little inspiration in the love area, as I've talked about in other inspirational quotes and messages. I think a lot of people either are raised, you know, they could be raised in a home that maybe isn't very affectionate or maybe doesn't express their emotions or expressions of love, and that can, you know, a person can be raised from that situation not knowing how to express it themselves. You could be raised in a situation where, you know, there can be an overabundance of even love to the point of where it's like lust, and there's a lot of more inappropriate type sexual things going on, and so that would be obviously the whole opposite extreme, and that can cause problems or difficulties or more challenges for a person later in life when they're trying to experience their own relationship. And then throw in there your own adult experiences of maybe different relationships and what you've tried and what's worked and what hasn't worked, and then your own perceptions and your own thoughts of all of those things. And all of that molds you into the person that you are today. And every second of your life is unique to you. Every single second. So you're starting off in life with a certain number or a certain type of DNA and genetics. And personally, you know, I do feel like obviously that does influence you, but being a hypnotherapist, I'm more of a behaviorist and thinking and methodology. And I feel like there's a lot more emphasis that goes into a person's character and actions and behaviors based on what they're exposed to. Back in college, you know, I learned a lot about nature versus nurture. And there is a huge debate in the psychology profession as far as, is it your nature, you know, what you're born with that creates the person that you are, or is it nurture, the environment that you're exposed to? And as I said, for what I do for a living, I actually feel like a person's nurturing really molds them into who they are. And more so than even that is how you think about your nurturing. You know, you could have been raised in a certain type of home where there was a lot of affection, and come out of that either believing that that's good and I like to be that way myself and I want to be with somebody who's affectionate also, or you can come out of that feeling like, ugh, that was too much. And because of that, I don't want to be that affectionate, and I prefer not to be with somebody that's that affectionate. And then obviously there's everything in the middle. So we are molded by our environment, but a lot of that is our perceptions of our environment. So now I've gone off on that tangent. Let me come on back to what the quote is today, and that is, true love can blind you, but at the same time, if you let it, it can also open your eyes. As I looked at this quote with a friend of mine this morning, I thought, ugh, that seems like it's complicated, and it happens to be a friend that I talk to a lot about rose-colored glasses, and we've all have heard that expression, you know, you had the rose-colored glasses on. Well, what are the rose-colored glasses? That's when you are so caught up in either the experiences between you and another person and all the little googly energy feelings that are going on throughout your body, or even your own perceptions of what that person is. You know, everybody brings a unique set of qualities to a relationship and to an experience. And as I've talked about in my other 15 minutes of inspirations, you know, these same this same information can be applied to every area of your life, whether it's your work, in your career, your friendships. But because it is February, I'm applying them to your love relationships. So, you know, you meet somebody, and they have kind of like a bucket full of pebbles, and there might be a reddish pebble in there. There might be a black with white spotted pebble. If you've ever been in mountains or near freshwater creeks and things like that, freshwater lakes, there's tons of really neat rocks that you can find around there. And they're all different shapes and colors and different sizes. And that's what I think of when I think of this bucket. When a person comes into your life, they have a bucket full of unique pebbles. And some of them you might just think are brilliant. You might think, this is the most beautiful pebble I've ever seen. There's others in there, you're like, eh. If you're walking along a creek side, you'd probably toss it back. Well, you've got to know that those are your perceptions of those pebbles, whether or not they're beautiful or not. You could have a whole nother person come along and think that that pebble that you've tossed out was magnificent, and they may want that. And so these pebbles are basically the morals, the values, the behaviors, the way that a person acts and behaves, how they treat you, how they treat themselves, how they treat others. There's so many different variables that go into what a person is and what they offer to a relationship, what they offer to you. And so when you look at all this with the rose-colored glasses, is when all you're looking at are the really pretty rocks or pebbles that are in that bucket. The other ones that may be a bit of an issue or not as attractive to you, it's almost like you don't even see them. If they were rose-colored pebbles and you're wearing rose-colored glasses, then you actually wouldn't even see them. It would almost be like those problem things would be filtered out, and all you would focus on was the perceived good in that person. And that can be a problem, because if you just ignore those other pebbles as if they're not there, then you can get really caught up in almost like a little fantasy in your mind of what this person is or what that relationship is. And so to be more realistic is to step back and truly see the whole bucket of things that this person offers to you and offers to the relationship. And so true love can blind you. And I'm talking about this not even to the extreme of true love. I'm just talking about it even at the beginning of a relationship. I'm talking about this in the middle stages of the relationship. But definitely when love is involved, again, it's like having those rose-colored glasses on. Let's look at that. When you have truly gotten to know somebody and have fallen in love with somebody, and I would say that's because you've gotten to know them over a period of time and truly appreciate and feel that connection between commonality and an understanding and a respect and affections and everything else. All that good stuff's there. Well, those are the good things that can be focused on almost exclusively, to the point where some of the other things become less of an issue. Because the other thing you want to realize is that everybody has this bucket, and you can actually make a decision that the really pretty pebbles in there, the really great qualities about a person, weigh more. They have more value to you than some of the other little pebbles that maybe aren't so attractive, some of the other characteristics that you may see as and perceive as negative. So if that's the case, and you meet somebody who is you think is fabulous in so many really important ways, then that will outweigh some of the not so great things that you perceive about that person. And so that's what true love is. It's being able to see the really great things in that person and the really great ways that you connect, what that person offers to you that is an addition to your life that makes you feel like, you know, I don't think I could live without this person because they bring so much good to my life. And I used to Now that I say that out loud, I used to say to somebody, I don't think I could ever say that I couldn't live without a person, because here I am a realist and I'm thinking, because I could live without him. I could move on. I'm going to be alive. I still have great things in my life. But I think that truly means that they just seem so fabulous that you really wouldn't want to live without them. And so true love can blind you. But then let's look at the other side. But at the same time, if you let it, and again it says if you let it, you've got to let your guard down. You've got to let your walls down, and you've got to, you know, take down those rose-colored glasses at times and say and recognize that it can also open your eyes. And hopefully, I'm not going to say it can also, because I know for a fact it is continually opening up your eyes if you give it an opportunity. If you decide, what am I learning from this? Your true soulmate that comes into your life, or that you may have in your life already, is going to challenge things about you. And that's what makes them a soulmate, because they're going to bring up things in you that you may need to work on to perfect yourself. We're on a journey here. We're on a spiritual journey here in life. And we are here to evolve. We are here to grow. It is like when we send our children off to school. You're experiencing a form of school here on life so that your soul can grow and emerge. So if you see yourself in a pattern that's been holding you back, that's been limiting you from experiencing the top levels of living, not just the existing of living, as I talked about a previous quote also, it's to have that brilliance, it's to rise above, to bring yourself to that higher level. You have to evolve. You have to grow. You have to recognize what issues have been holding you back. So I actually welcome challenges in my life. And even though they can make me feel hurt and they can make me feel sad and they can make me feel anxious, actually have gotten to the point where I welcome them, because I know that if they're making me feel that way, there is something within me that is being challenged. And when I'm in a relationship with somebody and I want to bail, or I just want to be like, I can't do this anymore, if there's enough good things going on there, then I've got to realize, you know, what is it that's making me feel this way? And I would say that to any one of you, any time, and I know that you experience this at all times, probably in all kinds of relationships in your life, your eyes are opening when you're in a relationship with another, and especially when there's true love, because that person, that soulmate, is going to help you to look within and see, why am I reacting this way? Why won't I do this for this person? Why do I keep treating this person this way? Why does it offend me so much when this person does this? Whatever it is, if you're feeling that challenge, look at it. See if your behavior and the behavior that you're engaging in has benefited you throughout your life. Is it really helping you to go to those higher levels of being? Is it really helping you to evolve if you continue to do the same behaviors? So true love can blind you, but at the same time, if you let it, it can also open up your eyes. And I suggest to you that you welcome the opportunity to open up your eyes, to say, I want to perfect myself and I want to be a better person in life in general, but in love and in relationships, because that's ultimately what's going to bring some of the really best feelings in life around for you. So I thank you for tuning in today. Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, 9:30 Eastern Time. It's Enjoy with Dawn Grant, 15 minutes of inspiration. And, you know, go out there, not just with the blinders on, and of course, you know, being blind sometimes can be fun and it can be good. And, you know, look at the really great things in that person that you care about and compliment them on them and encourage them and reinforce them. But also recognize, by letting it, opening up your eyes and seeing, what am I learning? What am I growing from this? How can I evolve? How can I become a better person in all areas of my life? And this opportunity of this relationship before me gives me the opportunity to be a better person, to grow. And if the relationship is not meant to be, then you've grown from it, and you can apply that wisdom in the next relationship so that you can perfect and truly work towards finding your true love and having that true love in your life. So working towards that, so that as you learn what to offer a person and you learn what you want from another person, that you can create an experience between two people that allows for true love. So be the best you in all situations. Don't just sit back and let life happen. Tune into my website, dawngrant.com, and definitely check it out here, because we've got some changes going on to it, and you might enjoy what you see there. So have a wonderful day, and I'll chat with you on Friday.